Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talent panel discussion, The Memory of Violence. In this extract, the legendary filmmaker Marcel Ophuls talks about coming face to face with Nazi architect and Minister of War Albert Speer in his film The Memory of Justice.
I think what he essentially lied about, and we have historical proof of this, was about his knowledge or lack of knowledge of the final solution. The terrible discovery, again, I was the only one who discovered that these times, is he was, of course, one of the greatest Nazi war criminals. He was Hitler's favorite child and more or less chosen successor. And he was a genuinely charming man. He had a great sense of observation. He had a sense of humor, great deal. And of course it is, for someone like me, any of the other journalists who discovered that after he came out of Japan, now, is a surprising thing, and again, disquieting. Something that makes you feel insecure to find that such a man could seem to have so many attractive sides to him. I think I write about this in the book that has now come up in German translation. There's quite a few pages devoted to Speer. One of the reasons later on that I often found myself bored with Hotel Terminus is because Bobby, who of course I didn't have in front of a camera, that's a big difference too, but also he was so much less interesting than Albert Speer.
But did you have the feeling during the encounter of being charmed by him and
yes.
and desperately wanting to overcome what you sensed was a lie?
And how did you try?
I think I let myself carried along with my feelings of. Because also it was a good idea to go along with this feeling of mutual comprehension because you get a better interview that way than if you start feeling great feelings of hostility. So it was also a matter of practical. I must say that at the time when the interview was made, we weren't really sure about how much, historians weren't really all that sure about how much he knew. That I think is important, yes. But it's also in the film, I think it's the very last time he appears. Telford Taylor, the man we were talking about before, says as much that Speer owed his life to being a cultural bourgeois German of a family of architects with charm and culture, and that he probably owed to that. Probably a couple of other things too, but that we won't necessarily go into now, not being hanged. And when I, at the end of the interview with Speer, I tell him that Telford Taylor said that. And his reaction, again, is relaxed and rather funny. He says, well, if that's what I owe my life to, then I'm very happy. Isn't that what he says? Approximately, yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. I think one of the facts that we have to face, and Speer is an illustration of that, is that what we think of as monsters can, well, who have committed monstrous crimes at any rate, in ordinary life and ordinary conversation, are not at all, do not at all have the appearance of the deeds they're capable of. Of having done the deeds that, excuse me, bad English, of, they don't have the, give the appearance of having done what they actually have done.
To listen to the full panel discussion and other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film events, festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.